This is Spotlight on France from Radio France International. I'm Alison Hurd. Now, lawmakers are pushing for a change in France's abortion law that would allow doctors to refuse to carry out the procedure on moral grounds. The so-called conscience clause has come under the spotlight recently after the president of the French Union of Gynecologists and Obstetricians equated abortion with murder in a TV interview. The government has asked for a review to see if the use of the conscience clause is limiting access to abortion in France, and the health minister has said she would consider backing its repeal. RFI's Sarah Elzas met with abortion providers to see how the clause is affecting their work.
Emotionally and mentally, I just was not able to spread myself, you know, for another child.
Emma is 46 years old. She has three kids today, 12-year-old twin boys and a daughter who's about to turn 10. She could have had four children. When her daughter was about two and her son's four, she found out she was pregnant again.
It would have meant four kids under five. My husband was traveling 2 weeks out of a month. We're both foreigners. We have no grandparents, no support network.
Emma's Australian. She asked that her real name not be used. She came to France 11 years ago. She's speaking in her large apartment in central Paris. She has resources, but didn't feel like she had enough materially or mentally for another child.
I was emotionally exhausted already, and then to find out I was pregnant, I was just completely unable to face it. So I went to my doctor, my regular GP, who I'd been seeing for a few years, just to see, you know, what to do.
At this point, she was about 8 weeks pregnant.
Sat down and just said to him that it turns out I'm pregnant and I would prefer not to have the baby. He countered with, you know, why not? Why not have the baby? I was a little surprised that I had to defend myself or kind of make a reason why. And so then he just said, oh, look, there's nothing I can do for you. And he did say a couple of times, you should just have the baby offhand. Like, that's just that easy. And then I think I probably burst into tears. I think finally he said to me, there's a family planning clinic at Hôpital Cochin, so go and see them.
Confused and anxious, she did end up going to that family planning clinic.
And the nurse who first spoke to me, she explained to me that that's a typical behaviour of a pro-life or anti-abortionist in France, is that you'll just meet a kind of brick wall. I was completely shocked, but I was relieved as well. When she said that, I thought, oh, no wonder it felt so hard.
The law says if a physician who is able to perform it invokes his conscience clause and says, I cannot in conscience do it, then he shouldn't be punished for that.
Marc Zaffron worked as a family physician in France from the early 1980s through 2008. He now lives in Montreal. He worked in an abortion clinic in Le Mans, northwest of Paris, for over 20 years. The conscience clause he's talking about is part of the abortion law that was passed in 1975. Then Health Minister Simone Veil realized this had to be part of the law in order for it to pass.
Simone Veil had to concede to a number of physicians who were Catholic that they should not be obligated to perform abortions. But he should explain to the woman who asked for the abortion who she can ask and help her, not prevent her from doing it.
This, of course, is not what happened to Emma. The doctor took his time in informing her of her options. It's hard to know how many doctors in France choose not to perform abortions because of this conscience clause. Zaffron points out, though, that doctors must be trained to perform abortions, and many choose not to do so. There are two ways to terminate a pregnancy. One involves pills that provoke a miscarriage. General practitioners can prescribe those pills, which can be taken up to about 8 weeks into a pregnancy. And then there's a surgical procedure, which can only be performed by gynecologists. Zaffron says he went into women's health in the early 1980s.
When I was a medical student, I was an activist supporting the right of women to choose. I started medical school in 1973, so in 75 I was very much in the thick of it.
He became a family physician. One day he was asked to replace someone at an abortion clinic and he never left. The conscience clause was never an issue for him, though he has written about situations where someone might think twice about performing an abortion. Like, for example, if a woman comes in and says she wants to abort a female fetus because she wants a boy.
It does pose a moral question, but it poses a moral question for the woman, not for the doctor. She might not say it, and we wouldn't know about it.
Indeed, the French law does not require a woman to give any explanation as to why she's terminating a pregnancy. Zafran remembers a particular case from his own practice when he had a doubt about a patient.
She said, I don't want this pregnancy because these are twins, and I just had twins. And it was emotionally difficult for me. And then I did my homework and I said, well, how is it morally different to perform an abortion on twins than on one? And I said, okay, this is emotional. This is not medical. So I'm going to perform the abortion.
Emma's case was perhaps more straightforward, a decision to terminate a pregnancy well before the deadline for voluntary abortions, which is at 12 weeks of pregnancy. But she was stonewalled by her doctor. At the time, there was a one-week waiting period, which has since been overturned. So by the time she did go to the clinic, she felt the clock was ticking.
But not giving me any direction towards where to go, it definitely lost days and weeks.
When you call the Cochin Family Planning Clinic to ask for an abortion, the receptionist nurse asks questions to figure out what stage of the pregnancy you're at, to figure out how urgent it is. She also explains the different procedures. When you're there, you're received by one of the 9 doctors. Emmanuelle Lhomme is the head of the service, and she says everyone on the team has joined voluntarily.
So in our team, we don't have anyone who would assert the conscience clause.
Elsewhere, in hospitals without family planning centers, the gynecologists on staff perform abortions, and they can refuse. The clinic here is voluntary and is one of the biggest family planning clinics in the Paris region. They perform about 2,000 abortions each year. Dr. Lhomme says it's usually not the first place a woman ends up. She's maybe been to a lab for a blood test, spoken with a pharmacist for a pregnancy test, or even gone for a sonogram.
So before they get here, sometimes they've seen 3 or 4 people, and each time there's apprehension, wondering how they'll be received.
Charlotte Bizassier is a general practitioner and has been working with this clinic since 2011. She explains how she approaches a patient.
I ask, what is the context of this request? It's really to be supportive if it's needed. Most of my questions are open-ended like that one. But here, I close it quickly by giving a ready-made answer. It's not the right time. And the patient can pick up on that and repeat, yes, it's not the right time. Or she can go into more explanations. If she wants to talk about it, she knows this is the moment when she can talk.
Dr. Lhomme says she sees fewer and fewer new doctors willing to perform abortions. Those who started in the 1980s, who considered themselves activists after the legalization, they're now retiring. Many doctors today see abortion as a right and don't remember the public health crisis that preceded legalization, with women dying of infections as a result of botched homemade abortions. And as a result, even doctors who have no problem with them conceptually are not fighting to do them. Dr. Lhomme says it's not very prestigious.
Le fait de faire des IVG n'est pas très valorisé.
Performing abortions is not really valued in our society, nor is it valued medically. And when you're a young doctor, you maybe have other priorities than investing in doing abortions.
Though this is an attitude she says she doesn't really understand.
Comment on peut être médecin?
How can you be a doctor and treat half of the population, women, without dealing with abortions? 1 out of 3 women will have an abortion in her life, so it's not nothing. How can you call yourself a doctor and say, I'll treat this and not that? I'll deal with pregnancies, but not with unwanted pregnancies. It's a real issue.
C'est une vraie question.
The French health minister has asked for a review of the use of the so-called conscience clause to see if it has an impact on access to abortion in France. In Italy, about 80% of doctors refuse to perform abortions, and it has made it difficult for women to get the procedure. Here in France, at least one hospital, the Bayeul Hospital in the South region, is no longer able to offer abortions as the 4 doctors on staff are not willing to do them. Patients get referred to a hospital 50 kilometers away. But this appears to be a rare situation. Dr. Lhomme says that instead, getting rid of the conscience clause might have more of an impact on attitudes towards abortion.
I would make an abortion a procedure like any other, and not something exceptional, which requires ethical thought each time. It's a procedure that is really quite common in the life of a woman, and removing the conscience clause on abortion could allow practitioners to realize how straightforward it really is.
The conscience clause is not the main obstacle for women to get abortions.
That's Mark Zaffron again. Resources are more important, he says. But getting rid of the clause could set an example.
It should set an example that physicians should not be allowed to choose who they care for and how they care for them.
Abortion crystallizes the tension between two French ideals, liberté and égalité, freedom and equality. Freedom to have an opinion and equality of care. The conscience clause was used as a way to bridge that divide, though Zaffron thinks times have changed and it's no longer as useful. He says when abortion was first legalized, the entire medical system in France put women's health secondary.
Today, it is sexist to say, oh, you're a woman, you have these needs, and I don't care for those needs, so I decide that I'm not going to help you. Women should have the same rights to health care as men.
That report was by RFI's Sarah Elzis. For more Spotlight on France stories, you'll find us online at rfienglish.com or look for Spotlight on France wherever you get your podcasts.